From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm John Gatto. We're talking education today, and specifically about some of the financial challenges facing public schools and, in this half hour, higher education. 2 decades ago, state tax dollars funded 65% of the University of Wisconsin system's budget, with the remainder coming from tuition paid by students. Well, today that number has reversed itself, with tuition funding about 60% of the UW system's budget. The UW Board of Regents has already approved a 5.5% tuition increase for the coming school year. UW system leaders, including President Kevin Riley, Board of Regents President Charles Pruitt, and UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao, sat down recently with a La Crosse media panel moderated by Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Risom to talk about the future of higher education funding in the Badger State. WPR's Danielle Kading led Regents President Pruitt into explaining the need for the most recent tuition increase.
We have seen over the last 15 to 20 years in the state a pretty steady trend line. 20 years ago, the state of Wisconsin provided basically 12 cents of every dollar of tax revenue to the university. Today, it's less than 9 cents. As the state contribution has declined, and 20 years ago, the state was providing 60% of the cost of education. Today, it's closer to 40%. And as that trend line has happened, the natural other trend line has been to see an increase in tuition. That's an inevitable sort of relationship. And one of the conversations that we're hoping to start today in La Crosse and elsewhere around the state is, what is the appropriate balance? And what is a future, as we look down the road, what can we expect and hope for the state to do in terms of investing in education and in higher education in particular? Because we have some pretty ambitious goals. And a part of that certainly is going to be to continue to make the UW system and the UW campuses affordable options for students and their families. This has been one of the great accomplishments, I think, of this university system, is we are well below the median in terms of comparable institutions in regards to tuition, and we like that. We want to continue to be there, and if we have a positive and strong partnership with the state of Wisconsin, we think we can continue to stay there. So in the last couple years, we've obviously had to have modest tuition increases, some years a little less than modest, and we're hoping going forward that we can get a new kind of compact and partnership with the state that may be able to help us as we hold down those tuition increases going forward.
And one question that lies, I think, behind your question is, you know, what do you need resources to do, whether they come from the students or the state or from other private sources? Two of the big things we've set out to do in the growth agenda for Wisconsin, our long-term vision of what the university needs to do for the state. It's not about the university. It's about the state of Wisconsin and its citizens. Or we need to get more college-educated people in the population. We're below the national average. Our salaries, partly as a result of that, are below the national average. We've now, whereas we used to be tied with our near neighbor, especially in this part of the state, to the west, Minnesota, in terms of the portion of the population with a college degree and per capita income, Minnesota has now jumped out about 7 percentage points ahead of us, and it's proportion of its population with a baccalaureate degree, and guess what happened to per capita income? It used to be about the same. They're now $4,000 more than Wisconsin's per capita income. That trend we can't let stand. We've got to be able to get more people into and through a college education in Wisconsin. So that's one of the main things we want to do with the resources. And the other is, how do we use university resources to help create jobs? new jobs, new industries that will come out of our university research. How do we help our staple industries, agriculture, manufacturing, paper, meet the challenges of the 21st century? So two of the big goals of the growth agenda are more graduates and more jobs for those graduates to take, and hopefully increasingly people with college educations from other parts of the country moving here to take some of those jobs will help to create. So we want to, in getting the resources in, ask the state to do some reinvestment along the lines that President Pruitt just mentioned. We have a variety of things we've done to hold down costs in significant ways, and all the indicators are that our costs are lower than those of our peers. We're now $1,500 in per student costs lower than our peer universities nationally. Our administrative overhead runs about 6% the peer average of all the other universities in our peer group runs about 10% in administrative overhead. It costs citizens in Wisconsin now $240 per capita per year to support all of the UW and all the tech college system. That ranks us 34th in the country. 33 states it's more expensive to support their public higher ed system. So on those big indicators, you can argue we're running lean, we're holding costs down. And we've tried to hold the cost down to students and families back to tuition by, in recent years, keeping the tuition rates moderate, predictable at about 5.5. But even in doing that, we've frozen tuition at the two-year colleges for the last 3 years. We have said in the last 2 years, if you're a family making up to the median family income in Wisconsin and you have need, you will not pay that 5.5% tuition increase. And students didn't pay it last year. They won't pay it this year up to the median family income in Wisconsin if they have demonstrated need according to the federal guidelines. We've raised a lot more private money for need-based financial aid to help families that need a boost to pay the tuition, so that we've now almost tripled the amount of privately raised need-based financial aid we have available in the UW system. So through that and a host of other efforts, we're making a real point to say to students and families, don't just look at the sticker price. Look at the net price of college. And if you have need, through a variety of means, private financial aid, public financial aid, work study, scholarships of various kinds, we can help you get to a net price that you and your family can afford to pay.
Since you're on the topic of the state budget, I believe the state received almost or a little more than $4 billion last year in stimulus funds to help with the Budget Balancing Act that we saw. And education always receives a big portion of that. But is there concern that at the close of 2011, the state education at the UW system at least will be in a precarious position without those funds?
The University of Wisconsin system did not get any of that stimulus money. Okay, so we are not, hopefully, as at risk as some other big public university systems around the country that got a lot of stimulus money. And as you say, Danielle, when that stops, they're at a cliff. Now, am I naive enough to think that the fact that the schools got a lot of that stimulus money, when that stops at the schools, that's not going to affect the overall formation of the state budget? Well, of course it will, and it will have some effect, no doubt, on our budget. But I'd say that we're probably in a little better shape and hope to be there than some of the other public university systems that got large amounts of that federal stimulus money, which will stop unless the federal government decides to put more into it.
I was just going to add, if I might, that you know, part of the reason why we've authored this Principles for Prosperity and Progress, that document that many of you may have seen, is in advance of the beginning of that budgetary process, we really wanted to encourage a conversation with the state about the relative priority of the university vis-a-vis all these other priorities that the state justifiably has, especially in tough economic times. And so in advance of us actually submitting a formal budget request, as Joe was alluding to, there are a lot of pressures in the state. We understand that. We appreciate that. We know that corrections and health care and K through 12 education, there are a lot of folks vying for a limited number of dollars. But one of the things that we think is important is that the university not get lost in that conversation, and that the state have a very serious conversation about the relative priority of higher education in advance of deciding the relative priority of all these other very important things. I think one of the things that's happened over the last 20 or 30 years is the university's sort of been after everybody else, or at least after a bunch of other decisions have been made. And we think voters and elected officials, particularly as they go around campaigning over the next 4 months, ought to be asked in a very direct way, what is the relative priority of the University of Wisconsin versus these other priorities? And what kinds of commitments are you comfortable making in terms of the number of cents on the GPR dollar that you're willing to commit to the university? We're not deciding how many GPR dollars, how many tax dollars you're going to collect. That's a different decision. But once you've collected them, what number of cents on every dollar should the university get versus other priorities? And so I think part of how you get at the stimulus question and the use of other funds and the competition of resources is not to make it a competition as much as make it a question of priorities and what's important.
Our next person with a question, KJ Lang of the La Crosse Tribune. State aid to colleges has been on the decline for a long time. I'm wondering, do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle?
No, I honestly don't. As I travel around the state of Wisconsin, I don't hear hardly anybody saying the University of Wisconsin system is not important, or we don't like it, or we ought to cut it. I think what's happened, as President Pruitt just indicated, is lots of other priorities on state budgets have arisen in the last 20 years. Many of them are effectively mandated expenditures. So the feeling, I think, on the part of states, and this is a national feeling, not just a Wisconsin one, is that we've got all these other things to fund, and universities, public universities, have another source of revenue. It's called tuition. And you can raise that to make up at least for some of the money that gets withdrawn. Well, we've gotten to a point now where, given as Danielle was getting at in her earlier question, the tuition's becoming an issue. And we've got to stop saying families and students are just going to pick up the slack from the money the state is withdrawing. The university's got to be a priority. We can't be at the end of the line where we say, well, we've got all these things we've got to fund, and then what's left over, maybe the university gets some of that. If we're going to build an economy in the future where we're safer from the kinds of really rough downturns that we're experiencing now, we've got to have more college-educated people in the state. And if we can do that and use the university as the economic engine that it really has the capacity to be, then in the future, we'll all have more revenue and we'll be able to fund lots of these other things that are now very often getting funded ahead of the university. So it's really a matter of saying, look at where the generation of new jobs and new income and new revenue, private and public, will come from. It's going to come from more highly educated people, new jobs, industries, products, services they create. They're attracting more young college-educated people to be here because people from out of Wisconsin think, wow, this is an interesting place with great medium-sized cities like La Crosse, with wonderful campuses in the Cooley region and a place that has bike paths, coffee shops, great outdoor activity, great arts, all of those kinds of things that we know tend to attract people to want to live in a place. That's the kind of environment we want Wisconsin to have a reputation for, and the University of Wisconsin will play a very, very major role in how the state is perceived in that regard in the future. So giving us a little bit of reinvestment, not a whole lot, we're talking about pennies on the dollar, as the board president just said, recognizing all the other strains on the budget, we do recognize that, letting us have predictable tuition raises with financial aid, letting us raise more money from the private sector to do our business, we think that's the way we need to fund this operation in the future.
If system schools don't receive more state funding, where would you cut first, or you know, what couldn't you absolutely continue to do?
That question is the one that really keeps me up at night and our team, because we have a very lean operation. We've been through regular cuts in the past few budgets, and you get to a point where there's not much left that you can do without. And I would be happy to take you on a tour. And if we went over to the Cali building where we do science, I'm sure even though it's the summer, we have people working in the labs and doing experiments and so on. And they would tell you, you know, this is the most important thing that we do at the university. And then if we walked over to Graff Main Hall and we went into our diversity area, we have people there working very hard on enhancing the diversity of the university. And they'd tell you, you know what, the work that we're doing here, it's the most important thing that we do at the university because that we have to have a very diverse campus. And if we went over to the Fine Arts building, there are students and faculty who are working on theater productions and music and choral, and they'd tell you this is the most important thing, the arts. And you know what? They're all right. Because that's what we want. We want people passionate about what they do and excited about it, and we have them here. And the really hard thing is when you say, well, we're not going to have the resources to keep doing all the great things that we're doing. And so that's why this is so vitally important. And I don't know that anybody expects that legislators would reorient their priorities, but I think, as has been said very articulately here, we can't be seen as sort of the last in the line. I mean, people need to be aware of just how important the work that is done at the universities is to the future of the state. And I always say to students, when they wear their UW shirt and maybe they go out and travel around the country, we want people to say, wow, that's a great school. That's a great system. Not that it used to be, and too bad that it went downhill. So that's what's at stake here.
This is Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. With us in the studio, UW System President Kevin Riley, UW Board of Regents President Charles Pruitt, and UW Chancellor Joe Gao. Our next question comes from Dustin Lukey. He's with the WXOW News Channel 19.
We keep hearing that UW schools are such a good value for the money. How exactly do they stack up nationally?
Very well. UW-Madison's tuition is the second lowest in the Big Ten. When you look at our baccalaureate master's campuses like UW-La Crosse, they're toward the bottom of their sector nationally in terms of the tuition they charge. Our two-year campuses now, and we have 13 of them around the state where we've frozen tuition over the last 3 years, their tuition is now very similar to that of the tech college system. That is low. So it really is a value. Now, that's a comparative statement. If you're a family making $35,000 in family income and you have a couple kids and you look at the tuition, again, sticker price, you say, oh, Lord, this is really a big mountain for us to climb. I recognize that. But the message that you all in the media can help us get through is that if you have need and you're making $35,000 as a family and you've got two kids, you will not pay the sticker price when you come to any of our campuses, because we'll find ways to put together financial packages to help you get in and through.
You mentioned that you want to see lawmakers make the UW system more of a priority. Do you have any specific policies you'd like to see them enact?
Let me just take a couple suggestions. I mean, I think, first of all, I really would like to see us begin to turn around this arc of back to the issue of how many cents on the dollar the state is willing to invest in the university. I'd like the legislature to take a close look at whether or not they're prepared to sort of turn this arc, which has been trending downward from 12 or 13 or 14 cents on the dollar to now under 9 cents on the dollar, to see if they could turn that arc back up. And again, recognizing they're going to make the decisions of how many tax dollars they're going to collect, but let's encourage them to invest a higher number of or more cents on the dollar in the University of Wisconsin system. The other thing that clearly we could use a lot of help on and that would be very helpful for these campuses, and Chancellor Gao can talk about this, is some additional flexibilities from some of the sort of the state policies and regulations related to how buildings are built, how purchasing is conducted, how employees are compensated, a range of those kinds of flexibilities or management opportunities would, I think, make it a lot easier for a Joe Gao to run UW-La Crosse and a lot easier for a chancellor to both achieve some economies and some efficiencies and then be able to direct more dollars to teaching and students and what this campus and other campuses are all about.
You know, we have two major building projects going on, a $44 million academic building and a $48 million residence hall. And it's our belief that with more flexibility in how the state does the bidding for those projects and oversees them, we could save, and it's not really so much for UWL, but it's for the entire state of Wisconsin, several million dollars. And when you add that up around all the 13 campuses and then the two-year campuses, there's 13 more. You know, there's a lot of money we think that could be saved through some efficiencies there and flexibility. That's something that legislators have a very direct and powerful impact over.
This is Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. We will take a question from Jade Olds, and she's with News Channel 8.
If the state isn't able to contribute more to the UW system, do you foresee tuition rates just continue to increase, or will there be more cuts?
Depending on where the state budget goes, you could see both of those things happen. There's a direct relationship between the amount that the state's willing to invest and how high tuition goes and how much we need to cut. That's just the facts of the way our budget works. Again, the long-term view here, the long-term argument is that if we invest, the state invests a little bit, we continue to cut our costs, which we have done and will do. We continue to find new sources of revenue from other sectors, which we have done and will do. If we can do all that, we'll be able to generate the kind of graduates that will produce higher level incomes across the state and have more public revenues without having to raise taxes, for instance. If people's average income goes up, you have a very higher level then of yield in terms of the taxes people are paying without actually raising taxes. And you have more money in the public sector to support clean air, clean water, good schools, and good roads, all those kinds of things that Wisconsin, fortunately, besides the university, is still known for across the country.
Have you gotten any feedback from lawmakers as to how much of a priority this is, how likely it will be that they are going to start pitching in?
We're just starting the conversation, and I think that, and again, I think this is a great time to have it, because it's not just a conversation with the legislatures, it's a conversation with the people of Wisconsin. And it's a conversation with encouraging them to have conversations with the legislature. You know, the folks running for the legislature are running for office, and they need to hear from their constituents about what is and isn't important. And hopefully the people of Wisconsin will agree with us that these are high priorities and will encourage their candidates for office to hold the same view. I think that's the stage of the conversation we're in right now. And, you know, as we go forward, obviously the nature of the success or failure of this conversation is probably going to have a good deal to do with what happens in Madison next January and February.
We all have short memories, and I like to remind people that in the 2007-09 biennium, so the biennium one before the one we're in now, we made the beginnings of these growth agenda arguments, and the state, in its wisdom, the legislature, the governor, gave the university more than $30 million new dollars to work on efforts like the growth, access, and quality agenda at UW-La Crosse and others across the state. So the argument that we're making again to you today was one that met with some success in the 2007-09 biennium. So in that sense, I think we all have reason to be encouraged. Now, that was before the national economy went into the tank, and we didn't expect in the current biennium that we were going to get increases. Nobody did. Everybody got cuts. But we're saying as we come out of, tentatively as we are, this huge recession, where do we need to position the university, not just in the next biennium? We have to think of that because that's the one that's coming right up. But where do we want to be 15 years from now? And that's the 80,000 new graduates 15 years from now. That's the lots more jobs growing out of university research that those graduates can take in Wisconsin.
Kevin Riley is president of the University of Wisconsin System. He was joined by Board of Regents President Charles Pruitt and UW-La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao in answering questions about the future of the UW system during a recent visit with La Crosse area media. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. Our production team includes Steve Reisom, Danielle Kading, Mary Meehan Strub, and our senior news editor and producer is John Davis. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, we invite you to visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau, as well as network news from Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR. And if you'd like to comment on this Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff, that and more, at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers returns in September with the first of a series of election year discussions focusing on politics and this year's area, state, and federal elections. Join us then.